Oh, hello there, masturbator. So if you're listening to this file, that means you want to have sex, and I'm here to talk you out of it. And so I just want you to stroke yourself while I talk to you, because by the end of this file, you're going to be a complete fucking sex-phobic solosexual. Yeah, just look at your fucking porn on your screen right now. Just stare at it. Aw, yeah, sex looks like fun, but you know it's not. You know it's not as fun as just sitting and masturbating and relaxing and pleasuring yourself. Yeah, just sit there and pleasure yourself. Yeah, you see how much fun all those actors are having on the screen? Because they are actors. They're all taking a huge risk of having sex just for your entertainment. But if you went into their minds, you know they're fucking scared of sex just like you are. Yeah, they're having a good time because they have to have a good time. They have to entertain you. But really, they're taking a huge risk, because with all sexual encounters, there's a risk of getting an STD. And even if they don't have an STD, you know, one of them may have a cold, you know, so that would just take them out of the sexual market for a little bit, or it may take them away from even feeling any sort of arousal for weeks. And you don't want that, do you? No, you just want to sit there and masturbate. Why go and take a risk when you can have a guarantee, and that's your fucking masturbation session that you're having right now? Yeah, this is all pleasure that's guaranteed. Yeah, you don't want to take a risk of meeting someone who's just completely unhinged. You know, this person could just be fucking full of malicious intent and just go into your place, you know, just steal a bunch of shit, you know, cause havoc in your life, maybe even yell at you. You know, you don't want to take that risk. You don't want to deal with some unhinged person when you can stay at home and just be a completely unhinged masturbator, just gooning and drooling out of your fucking mind. Yeah, that's the right type of crazy. Yeah, because it's coming from you, not from somebody else. I want you to lose your mind from masturbation, not lose your mind from stressing over whether you can trust another person. You know, I don't want that for you. I want you to masturbate and feel good for as long as possible. I know that you want to go out there and have sex. I know you want a different type of stimulation. But why do that when you can just have endless amounts of porn? Yeah, sex is just scary, isn't it? If you really think about it, like, you could have the right person come over to your place and, you know, you stick your penis right inside them, or they stick theirs in you, or whatever you want to do, and it could be just so good. You might fall in love with this person. Like, oh my gosh, that'd be a fucking mess for your fucking porn addiction, wouldn't it? It would just interfere with all of the little intricate porn rituals that you have going on with your life. You know, there's tons of fucking masturbation addicts that just completely just fall in love with a person that's not even a porn addict, and they have to get rid of all of their porn. Wouldn't that be scary? Wouldn't that be terrifying, giving up all of your porn just because you had good sex one time? Like, that's the risk that you're willing to take. By all means, go have sex, but like, you're a fucking solo sexual. You don't want that, do you? You don't want to lose everything, do you? Yeah, just think about that. Think about just having such good sex that you just lost all of your fucking porn, giving it up for somebody that you love. Imagine if that relationship doesn't even work out. You know, you had to rebuild your entire porn collection, regather all of your screens, re-enter the beta community, to find that everybody that you know is just stuck with their solo sexual lifestyle. You know, their porn addictions have developed and matured, and you're over here fucking stuck in the past saying, oh, I broke up with this person, I'm trying to get back in the beta community. You have to reconnect with all those fucking masturbators. Like, that's such a large amount of social energy for a solo sexual to expend when you could just sit here, masturbate, and just become a porn addict. Wouldn't that be better for you? Wouldn't that feel better? to just have your sexuality progress and evolve just like it should. Yeah, I want you to stay stagnant in your solo sexual lifestyle. I want you to just experience sex at the perspective of an outsider. Because if it's behind a screen, the sex can't hurt you. They can't touch you. They can't reach you. You're safe in your porn hole. It's so safe in the pornosphere. But out there, outside in the big bad world, it's scary. There's a chance of getting hurt. There's a chance of getting your heart broken. If they break up with you, or if they just say that you're not pleasing them sexually, that's going to be so disappointing that you're not going to want to masturbate for a long time. And that's not good. I want you to feel good. I want you to feel amazing. And I know you want to feel amazing too. So just delete all those dating apps, you know, block all of your sexual partners and just stay back, stay home and masturbate. Just have friends that are either baiters or completely non-sexual entities in your life. And sex just isn't for you. You're not built for sex anymore. Like, if you really think about it, you spend all this time sitting on your baiter ass or thrusting into toys. You're probably not as flexible as you used to be, and hell, even if you are, you're out of practice, and the only form of practice that you've gotten in terms of sex is watching other people do it. You know, you're a washed up sexual has-been, so just be a solo sexual and know your place. Just sit down knowing that even if you had a hole in front of you right now, you just go limp from all the anxiety. You know, the person would probably say, hey, are you sticking it in? Are we having sex? And you already know how it's going to turn out, don't you? You already know it's just going to devolve into you being stuck in endless foreplay. It's going to be stuck with you just wanting to masturbate so badly and asking that person for permission to look at porn while you have sex, and you're just going to become a fucking solo sexual right in front of them. They're just going to look at you and just question, why is he such a fucking masturbator? Why are you such a fucking baiter, boy? And then they're going to know. They're going to know that you're addicted to porn. They're going to tell all their friends that you could barely even achieve a fucking erection. And it's just going to be so embarrassing. It's just going to scare you away from sex permanently. And you know, if me trying to talk you out of having sex isn't working, then I'm afraid you're going to have to learn this lesson the hard way. Yeah, you're going to go into that sexual encounter. You're going to choke up. And then you're going to run back home to choke your chicken, listening to me tell you that I was right. Watching porn and just learning and knowing that sex isn't for you, and it's something that you should be deathly, deathly afraid of. So just be a scared little solo sexual for me. Just huddle away in your safe little bait cave, touching yourself and just feeling good, as opposed to feeling all those anxious feelings that scared little solo sexuals have about sex.